Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tawana. How can I help you?
Yeah, this is Charles Sanders. I just got a message or alert that there was a purchase trying to be made, and it came up with this number. I'm just not quite sure what your facility is or why would there be a charge? Yeah, 28601.
That was the first and last name.
Well, it's Charles Sanders, but
okay.
Are you guys trying to charge me for some monthly fee or something?
And can you verify the shipping address for me?
9563 Driftwood Court, Hickory, North Carolina.
Thank you, one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I do see that you have the dash cam. You were also enrolled into our monthly membership for the online savings club, which is what that potential charge was for.
Enrolled in a monthly club?
Yes, sir.
You got to tell me about this. When did I sign or approve that?
Like May 2nd. You initial pay $574.
And you're saying that I approved a monthly fee?
Yes, sir. It was agreed to on those terms and conditions when you initially ordered. It is fine.
I did not read that. I did. Yeah. I need you to. Yeah, I was going to say, I need that to be shown to me because I've actually been receiving messages and it says, hey, we have this complimentary free. All you do is pay shipping. And I've read through it and it doesn't say anywhere on there, oh, by the way, you're going to be billed monthly $50-$60 because the stuff that I bought, the two things I bought, the little bag and the dash cam, it never said, oh, by the way, you're going to be charged this monthly.
It explains it in terms and conditions, sir. I can give you that website so you can go and read those terms and conditions.
Well, I need the main thing is to get out of it.
Okay, that account has been canceled.
What's that?
That account has been canceled.
The account has been canceled?
Yes, sir, I just canceled it.
Okay, so you said I purchased the first one in May?
Yes, sir, May 2nd.
Okay, and what fee would it be charged to me for a monthly fee?
The monthly fee was $56.95 for the online membership.
Okay, and that's monthly, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, did I have to pay that for the month of May?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what about June?
It was declined.
Okay, that was the one you guys got ready to purchase just a while ago. I have a bill, though, for June 2nd. It came out on June 2nd. It shows $67.32 times 2. Do you see that?
Okay, yes, I do. It looks like you have the technical bag also.
Yes.
Yes, you have.
And it said paying for shipping.
Yes, sir. You pay. You also paid $574 for shipping also for that.
Right.
Yes, you were enrolled for the monthly membership for both products.
Well, how do I keep getting enrolled for both products?
It's a monthly membership, sir, until cancellation.
Okay, but I should only be charged 1 month.
No, sir, you have two
Not
products.
2 months for 1 month.
You have two products, yeah, but sir.
I'm already enrolled. You just said I enrolled
yes,
when I bought the first one.
Yes, sir, you enrolled for that product. You have two separate charges. One is the membership is $67.32 and the other membership is $56.95.
But if I have membership on the first product for the service, how do I get charged again for $60-some for the same thing.
Products, sir.
But how am I re-signing up and on each product if I'm re-signing up?
Each product is handled by themselves, sir. That's why they have
for the same membership?
That's why they have two separate charges amounts. That's why the amounts are different.
But no, the amounts are the same on my credit card.
No, sir. You
6732 have times two. That's what's on my credit card. In the month of May, I paid the shipping charges. But what I'm trying to ask you is, if I bought something in May and paid for the membership through, I guess, your organization, and you went to buy something else because you're already part of the organization, how do you get charged again for the monthly fee?
Because you have two products, sir.
But they're coming from the same source.
Yes, sir, but each
so,
account
let me ask you this.
They're not handled together.
Sure.
That's why there's two different prices.
Sure. So let me ask you, well, I got charged the same. It's on my credit card.
I see $56.95 and $57.32, sir.
That's cool. But I've got a credit card bill that says $67.32 times two. If I took and bought five items in the same month, are you saying that I would be charged $67 and something times five for the same membership?
Yes, sir. They're handled by themselves.
To be with your organization?
Yes, sir.
But what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that exactly? They're not together.
Because
what does that mean
the same product,
to me,
sir.
The consumer?
They're not the
but
same
it's the
product.
Same organization. If
it's
I'm paying, if I'm paying a member fee,
bag.
Right? If I'm paying a membership fee, what does the membership fee cover for me? What do I benefit from that?
Okay, if you should have received an email which explains about the membership that you were enrolled into, sir. It's for the online membership, the online gadget store, and also a $125 gift voucher that you can use for the discount shopping store. So you may need to check your email address.
Don't have any clue what any of that is.
Yes, you need to check your email address because once you signed up, you are receiving an email which explains about the online stores and the benefits that you get in those stores.
So if I use $125 to go buy something from gift store, it sounds like I'll still be billed another membership fee.
It's a monthly membership, sir. Per month.
I understand that's what you're saying, and I tell you, I understand I've got memberships at the gym and different things. I can go in there and use a different, you know, service in there, like the spa or go to the pool or just keep doing the weights or whatever. I'm charged the same amount each month. I'm not charged an extra fee because I go to a different department.
Sir, all companies are not the same. That's the gym. That's how their company policy is. This is for the online gadget club. That's how that policy is for their products and what they handle.
I'm going to need, if you can, send me any and every piece of information about it actually.
You can check your email address,
sir.
It has everything in there.
I'll check
the
email for the gift card stuff that you just talked. I'll check the email for the gift card stuff. But I need to see where it showed when I purchased that it said that I would be billed for this as far as the $60-some for
the
membership.
Sir, with states and the terms and conditions.
You can't text it to me? You
no,
can't send
sir.
It to me because you got my email. You got my email there.
I can give you the website and you can go under the terms and conditions.
Are you just the middle person for this company?
I am the customer.
Are you just the phone? Okay, for what company then?
We're a third-party call center. We help assist with over hundreds of different products.
There you go. That's what I was getting at. You're just the call service for them. Okay, what's the email address?
It's perfectdiscountsupply.com.
Perfectdiscountsupply.com.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Perfectdiscountsupply.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you did cancel my account?
Correct.
Okay, now did you cancel both of them? Because I paid two memberships,
yes,
so there should be two of them, right?
Is
there a way that I can receive a confirmation?
You'll receive a confirmation email to the one that you put on file.
For the one I put on file. All right.
Right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I appreciate you helping me out, okay?
No problem.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye.